who enjoyed by Krishna in most big way. We know it is Radha. Radharani enjoy most big enjoy. Everybody says Krishna is main enjoyer. Yes? But actually Radharani is main. He enjoy more than Krishna.
Yeah, millions of times.
Yes.
Adiveda chapter 4, this is Sakisan.
Yes, she enjoyed by bhakti, not by mundane things. Yeah. But so much enjoyment she get. So much.
Yeah, Krishna wants to taste it.
She won't. Krishna won't see how Radharani enjoy.
Yeah.
And Gurudev says, therefore Radharani enjoy. Like this, he says.
Who says?
Huh?
Who's saying?
Srivananda Das Babaji Maharaj.
Oh.
On old lecture.
Krishna wants to see how much Radharani is enjoying.
Therefore Radharani enjoy. He says, therefore, this is the reason why Radharani enjoy by Krishna. Because he won't see this.
See, literally enjoy so much. He says, do this in time of Nikunja River. Radharani says to Krishna, do this, put your hand on this part of my body. He even says to Krishna how he can give joy to him.
So that's just showing us a very deep vision shared from your Gurudev. Vision of the heart, entering the heart of Radha and Krishna. And this is the whole idea that there's different levels of being, there's different types, levels of servants. Some servants, they do what they're told to do. They're asked to do a service and they do it. And then when they're not asked to do any service, they sit down and relax. They don't do anything. And other servants, they do what they're told, and then they do so many other things too. Because the Guru says, for example, the Guru says, go to the market and buy 1 kilo of apples for Thakurji, afternoon offering. So the disciple goes to the market, but when he's in the market, he remembers, oh, I was cleaning Gurudev's bathroom this morning, and I noticed his toothbrush is very old, and his toothpaste is almost finished. So I'll buy that too. So then he comes back and Gurudev, and he says, Gurudev, I brought some apples. And then he says, I bought this also. And he just puts the toothpaste and the toothbrush in front of Gurudev. Doesn't say anything. And Gurudev looks at him and smiles. And says, oh. And in that smile, Gurudev is smiling at disciple, and he's telling disciple, Acha, You are aware. You know, I didn't have to ask you, but you already anticipated. You saw that I needed. And then, so then you put three things in front of the Gurudev. You put the apples in one bag, and then you put the toothpaste and tube and all three on the table in front of Gurudev. And you were sitting on the floor. He was sitting maybe on chair or maybe floor. Okay. Same floor, one side table, and then the side. So now Gurudev, you can understand, he looks at you like this, like you understood, and then he reaches out, and you can't take everything with one hand, because it's a big bag of apples. So he reaches out and he takes a toothpaste. First thing he takes is a toothpaste and a toothbrush. And he goes into the bathroom, he puts it there, he washes his hands, he comes out. And then he tells the disciple, you take these apples to the kitchen. Thank you very much. So now there's two ways that the guru reciprocated with the disciples' seva bhava and seva offering. One way, there's three ways actually. No, two ways. Three ways. There's three ways that the disciple pleased the guru. One way is that, or maybe even four ways. One way is he carried out the service he was asked to do. The Gurudev said, buy apples. So he bought apples. And the second way he pleased the guru is he anticipated seva. He was not asked to do the seva, but he anticipated because of his his telepathy or his intuition in terms of meditation, or his observation from the ashram. In this case, he saw the toothpaste was low in the bathroom and the toothbrushes worn out. So now the second thing is he bought those things and he bought them, and when he rendered that service, then it was accepted by the Gurudev, and the Gurudev smiled. So that he did the seva he was asked for, he did another seva, and he pleased the Guru with both sevas. Now the fourth thing that the disciple can learn from this, that the Gurudev was really touched, Gurudev was really pleased. He was pleased by bringing the apples, but he showed that he's much more pleased that the disciple bought the toothpaste and the toothbrush. He was much more pleased and happy with that seva. Why? First of all, it wasn't asked. The Guru didn't ask. And second of all, how did the Gurudev show that he was more pleased with that? Is that when his hand reached out, there was three items on the table that were offered to Gurudev. So Gurudev, when his hand reached out, he took the toothpaste. He only asked for apples. He said, "You bring me some apples." So ordinarily, you bring the apples, your hand would give it, and his hand would reach out and take it. But now his hand reached out, and he took the toothpaste and the toothbrush, which means he accepted these first, right? And he touched these with his own hand, and with his own hands, and he got up, and he walked, because your love was so great, and now he's loving you. He's showing his love. Go ahead. He's showing his love for you by holding this toothbrush and holding this toothpaste in his hand means, I'm holding your heart. And Gurudev's walking into the bathroom to put them there and throw away the old one means, I'm holding your heart and I'm taking your heart away from here to Radha and Krishna. Why? Because this what I've taken from you represents your service that I did not ask you. So this is called a second-class servant. It's a very nice. Now there's a third class and a second. Now there's a first-class servant. Now the first-class servant, the disciple, the Gurudev never asks him anything. He doesn't ask him anything. But he's so much bhav taratmiya with the guru that the guru needs this. And he never asks the Gurudev, what do you want to eat today or what should I cook? He thinks, and then he knows, and then he cooks. So now, taking that sadhak, doing the vapu seva of guru, now that sadhak is doing the manasik seva. So now he has, so that we can be a third level manasik sevite, or a second level, or a first level. So the first level, Raghunuga Bhakta, is what you were saying, that he's thinking, oh, what is Radharani desire? What does Krishna desire right now? What is Radharani desire right now? And what is Krishna feeling by how I'm serving? And how is Radharani feeling how I'm serving Krishna? Or how is Krishna feeling how I'm serving Radharani? And how is Radharani feeling how I'm serving her? And how Krishna's feeling about how I'm serving you, serving her? There's so many levels. You know, how does Radharani feel what Krishna's feeling about how I'm serving you? And sometimes Krishna shows his feelings for the Manjari. Because Krishna is observing how the Radharani is. Krishna is observing so many times Krishna is observing let me finish. Krishna is observing and feeling, how is the Manjari serving my Radharani? So then he thinks, I am so happy by her service and so happy by the way this Manjari is serving my Radharani that I want to express my pleasure, my appreciation and gratitude for this Manjari for serving my Radharani so much. Because when she makes Radharani feel so happy by her seva, then that increases my happiness, Krishna's thinking. And then when I'm pleasing Radharani, serving Krishna with Radharani with my love, then that increases Radharani's love, which doubles my love even more. So the only thing I can think to repay this Manjari, because I don't have anything. I can't repay the Sakis. I can't repay the Manjaris. So today, I'm thinking, today, when I go to the Kunja, and that Manjari's in the Kunja with Radharani, when I go to that kunja and I see that Manjari, I'm going to embrace that Manjari and I'm going to kiss her and I'm going to warmly embrace her. I'm going to intoxicate her with the wine of Eros. This is told in Radharasuta Nidhi. And sometimes by the pre-planning of Radha and Krishna, or sometimes by the indication of Radharani, or sometimes Krishna himself, he in some limited way expresses his enjoyment. He enjoys with the Manjaris to show his great gratitude. But even though, even then, the mantras, they say, oh, Radharani, Krishna, you may send Krishna to me, or Krishna may come to me on his own, and he may embrace me or kiss me or intoxicate me with the wine of Eros, but still, and I'll do that because that's what you want and he wants, and I'm your just your servant. But you should know all the time that my mind, my mind is always fixed in a taste and the rus of serving your lotus feet, even though you're having this arrangement for me. So this is some of the higher thinking of the Manjari Sadhak should be first class servant. He's not asked, he's just thinking, he's in the Leela, then what, and then there's so many different levels which have been revealed today and discussed today. We're kind of out of time also.
I think there's a Sai Baba of Manjari. Feel Radharani. It is a permanent condition of Manjari.
Yeah,
they always feel what feels Sri Radha. They're not thinking what is the desire of Radha now. What is desire? Maybe this, maybe this. They just feel. Yeah, heart of Radha. And I think Sadhaka also, in Ashaka Ilya Swamina, who will think, what is in Krishna now? In Ashaka Ilya Swamina. I don't know what kind of Sadhaka can, in Ashaka. Can sit and thinking.
Sadhaka,
Varanuga Sadhaka. He also should something fear. Yes, because Bhavata Dhatmya, it is mature bhava, right? Bhavata Dhatmya, it is mature. But also on level of Sadhaka.
You're saying mature?
Mature, yeah. On level of Sadhaka, Bhavata Dhatmya stay also present, but just in
beginning,
in way of sprout of Bhava Tadatmya present. Without sprout of Bhava Tadatmya.
That
way? Without sprout.
Sprout?
Sprout. Sprout means...
Sprout.
Yeah. Without sprout of Bhava Tadatmya, no possible, I think. No possible do Manasi Seva.
In way of proper way, not possible to follow to Manjari, must be something. Yes, Bhava. From what is difference between Bhava in spiritual world and Bhava in our situation? Bhava in spiritual world is mature, but in our situation, Bhava also present, but just in mature.
In a very small
situation. Therefore, thinking, we use this word thinking, but actually even Sadhaka
it's not that we're thinking, we shouldn't actually think about, we say generally
even Sadhaka has some natural feeling, otherwise he is not
it's not going to work.
Otherwise, he is not Raganuga.
Yeah. Rag means passion.
Yes.
Means fervent, passionate, deep, warm, like excitement, excited feelings.
You say it's very rare. Yes, it's very, very rare. Raganuga Sadhaka starts from Lobham. Lobham is Ruchi Matra. It's very rare.
Yeah, that's...
Very rare things.
Krishna Karunya, Bhakta Karunya.
You need very people who
can feel.
Yes. What is Lobha? Lobha means desire to give pleasure to Radha in way of Manjari. Lobha in our Sampradaya.
Yes.
It is very rare desire, very rare taste. Desire means taste. If I have desire for sweets, it means I have taste for sweets. It is very well conditioned, actually.
How do you say? Yeah, I want to comment just to close because it's late, a little late. I just comment what you were discussing, a little feedback. You were saying it's not that the Leelas, Astakali Leela and Amandri Seva, that we're just mentally, we're thinking, you know, we say, we have to do Manasi Seva. We have to meditate. We say Dhyan. Dhyan means meditation. Smaran, we say Smaran. Smaran, Leela Smaran. We have to meditate on the Leelas. We have to think of the Leelas and different Sevas there. Well, that's okay. That's one level of Smaran, to remember, occasional remembrance, to think. But what you're saying, nice point, I like what you're saying, is the actual Raghunuga Bhakti is not, that of course is utilized, we do utilize our thinking power, no doubt, but the actual practice of Raghunuga Bhakti is, because we say meditate on the Leela, and we usually, this is what we read in books also, one should meditate on the Leela and meditate on their seva in the Leela and follow Radha and Krishna throughout the day, and you should meditate on the particular Leela at the time of day, and meditation goes through different stages, you know, Dhruvana Smriti, etc. And there's five levels of Smaran. And so, but now what you're saying was a very interesting point, which is that probably really, in one sense, this has to also be there. And the term, although we say the term meditate, actually what I would like to say is we have to feel upon the Leelas. We don't meditate upon the Leelas. We have to feel the Leelas.
Yes, of course.
You're saying it's because you're making this dramatic expression of, you know, use, like a machine, using the mind, because the mind is a machine, and thinking, but it, you know, it has to, in other words, the anahata chakra is the heart, is called in English the heart. Anahata means the heart chakra. And it's called anahata shabda. Anahata shabda in the yoga, there's seven different sounds that are heard in the heart during deep meditation, during deep dhyan. You can hear naturally seven sounds in the heart, even if you're in a soundproof room, you're locked in a soundproof room or some recording studio, and the yogi is meditating, and it's not even takes much long time of this practice. Anahata is called anahata shabda yoga. So he meditates, and he'll hear different sounds. One is the blowing of a conch shell. It sounds like a conch shell. One is the ringing of bells, like Artik. Another one is a deep rumbling sound, like clouds in the rainy season, or a kettle drum, dundumi. These sounds will actually be heard inside the inside the heart, in the region. It'll be felt and heard inside the region of the Anahata Chakra, in the heart region. Now there's a ringing of bells, like there's a ringing of ankle bells, like little ching 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 ching, ting 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 ting, like this, like these. Almost you could say the modern, like we have synthesizers now to replace harmoniums and so many instruments. So it's almost like cell phone ringtones. These ringtones, beep 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 beep, ding 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 ding, boom 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 boom. You know, so these Anahata sounds. Is the tinkling of ankle bells, and then you hear this gong, like a big church bell, like some big Christian church. They have these huge brass bells, or even this Manipuri temple here on the Tila behind me. They have a huge bell, and it's so beautiful. It must be 200-year-old bell or something. It's a very old temple. And the morning sunrise, once a day, they ring it. Dong, dong, very deep, beautiful. I used to live in Madhavan Colony about 25 years ago. In Vrindavan, and in the early morning, it was very little. This was like 1990. Very little development outside in Ramanriti. Not much crazy like it is now. And I'd be on the rooftop at sunrise chanting japa, in that Madhavan Colony, and I could hear the Sringar Artik bell, dung 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 dung, from the Krishna Balar Mandir. And I recorded tapes in those days of reading Krishna Bhavanamrita and other things. And you hear in the background the Krishna Balaram Artik bell. Then the final, and then you hear kartals. You hear kartals in the Anahata Chakra. Then so you hear drums and kartals and conch shells and ankle bells. And you also hear veena. You hear veena. Very high. Then the last sound you hear is vamshi, flute. Now this is very interesting. Because in this is all books you can go on the net, Anahata Yoga, and see that all these sounds are there, And these are all the sounds of the instruments that are played at Ras Lila by Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So therefore, inside the heart of the meditative yogi, if he's a bhakti yogi, he can experience the Ras Lila with all the music and all the dundabi drums and all the veena and all the vamshi and all the ankle bells and all the gongs and everything. So now, this is the one point. So now, the real Raganuga Bhakti depends on two things. It depends on rag and bhav. So rag means a passionate attachment, and a passionate attachment to be with these people in this place, be with Radha and Krishna and the mandris, and do what they're doing and think what they're thinking. Then the bhav is the ability to feel, the sensitivity. That's why the Bhagavatam, there's an eliminator. There's a qualifier in the first, third verse. It says, Rasika Babuka. Rasika Babuka. And the commentators, they say that this Bhagavatam, which brings us to Radha and Krishna, and brings us to Nitya Leela, and brings us, because the Ras Leela is Nitya, and all these Leelas are Nitya, it brings us to Nitya Leela of Radha Krishna, it brings us to the Brahmar Gita, it brings us into the heart of Mahabhavati Radharani. The Bhagavatam does that. But you say, wait a minute, hold it, you can't go further. Where's your visa? You have a passport, okay, fine, but you don't have any visa, go back. So you need a passport, visa, and some traveling money to get in the country. So now, this Bhagavatam, there's, oh, wait, you're stopped at the border. When you open the Bhagavatam, first verse is about Janmadyasya, and then Dharma Prachitakaita Vachro. Then it says, Rasika Babuka. It says, Nia, yeah, that whole verse. This is nectar. It's just like this Bhagavatam is just like condensed nectar of the whole Vedic literature. And it's only someone who's Rasika and Babuka can go further. Otherwise, don't just close the book, donate it to somebody else, and read the Bhagavad Gita or go do other yoga or whatever, Shanari Krishna. So Rasika Babuka means one, Rasika means one who's sensitive, and a Babuka means one who has feelings. Rasika, he's sensitive to the taste, and he has the ability to feel. He has the ability to feel and to feel another person's feelings. So if he doesn't, he can't even appreciate the Bhagavatam, which is just showing us different levels of love, different levels of bhakti, all kinds of mixtures and all kinds of mixed devotees, and preparing us to enter the realm of Vrindavan, where it's totally the highest devotees and the highest expressions of love. And that requires the highest sensitivity and the highest sensitivity and the greatest ability to feel. So this is very rare. And I have a few drops of this, but I see from hearing from you and that you have like a lot, big swimming pool full.
Apologies, we should avoid aparadhas. Avoid aparadhas. If we will create aparadhas, no noises, so to speak. No,
well, rad means satisfaction, up means against.
You say sensitivities. What do you say? Sensitivities?
Sensitive.
Sensitive.
Yes.
Sensitive not come if it will create
hard heart.
Apparatus.
Yeah, apparatus, you know, makes the heart hard.
Yeah, apparatus, everything disturbed.
Yeah, well, you're saying I, but then I can throw my eye in with your eye, and these two eyes, that's four eyes. So all four eyes, not like ak, but I means ahankar, identity. All four of us are, yeah, you say, I'm making opera, and I say, me too, I'm making, and he'll say, me too, and she'll say, me too.
No, I don't believe. If you will tell me, I will do apparatus, I will not believe you. I know what this is just to do. It is Vrindavan Das Thakur say, if you think for some devotee create apparatus, it is just illusion.
I was an illusion. You're not making any apparatus. No one's making any apparatus.
He says,
We're in Goloka, this is Radhakund.
He says, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, every devotee, is a Nitya Shuddha, he says. He used this word, Nitya Shuddha.
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 Pure.
Yes.
Eternally pure.
Yes. And has perfect knowledge.